Écricom 2006, épreuve orale d'anglais. Texte numéro 22, In Ms. Mankiller's Footsteps. The Sioux Indians are famous for their warrior chieftains, such as Sitting Bull. Hence the significance of the recent inauguration of the first woman ever to head the Oglala Sioux. In December, Cecilia Fire Thunder, a 58-year-old former welfare recipient, lobbyist and community organizer, took office on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota. She was chosen over Russell Means, a famous figure in the National Indian Movement. In a ceremony filled with tradition, from ritual dancing to speeches in the Lakota language, Miss Fire Thunder was installed as chairwoman, sadly her official title, of a 46,000-member tribe based on one of America's largest reservations. "The spirits of my ancestors made a decision for me to run," she says. "I asked for their guidance and their permission, and I was chosen by the people." Miss Fire Thunder is not alone. Across America, Indian women are coming to the fore. There were plenty of tribal chairwomen and chiefs representing their nations at George Bush's inauguration. Another new tribal chairwoman is Irma Visenor, who was made head of the White Earth Chippewa in Minnesota after earning a doctorate from Harvard and helping to get her tribe's former leaders convicted on federal charges. Next week sees the publication of an annual report on the state of the Indian nations. It is likely to say that the tribes have done slightly better recently, albeit from a wretchedly low starting point. Income per head on the reservations was barely one-third of the national average in 2000, but researchers at Harvard have also found the Native Americans narrowed the gap during the 1990s. The introduction of ever bigger casinos and more self-government have played a role in this, but so have women. Today, in addition to the chairwomen, more of them sit on tribal councils or serve as tribal secretaries and treasurers. The executive director of the National Congress of American Indians, NCAI, is a woman, Jackie Johnson. They also play a prominent role in the Native American Bank, NAB. For many Indians, this trend represents a reversion to life before white culture largely destroyed it. Many tribes were matrilineal. Land, livestock, and family names were passed down through women. In some places, women chose the men who governed. Even in patrilineal tribes, women served as clan mothers, advising men behind the scenes. This social order was changed by outsiders, especially the United States government, which sought out Indian men to sign treaties in the 19th century. One reason why women may be doing so well on the reservations is their refusal to wallow in self-pity. Many Indian men are always harking back to a more heroic past. In a book on Native women that she published last year, Ms. Mankiller quotes a Mohawk proverb, "It is hard to see the future with tears in your eyes." Fin du texte numéro 22.